Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. We are starting Beis on Beis about four lines off the bottom at the two dots with the words Ketzel Melachim. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marz Memtzar Bas Miyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're asked Ketzel Melachim. What does this mean, or how do we apply this practically when we say that the Rosh Hashanah from Melachim is Nisan? So here's an example: Meis Ba'Adar. If the king died in Adar, Va'amen Melch Ba'Adar, and a brand new king was inaugurated in Adar that very same month, Nimnas Shana Lazeh V'Shana Lazeh. This is counted as year for both of them, which means when you write a shtar, that can either be written for the year of the previous king that just died, or as a brand new year for the king that just got inaugurated, and that means that a month later, which is Nisan, that's already considered the second year of the brand new king. Now we qualify this on Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, in order to count part of a year as a whole year for a king, Vushanechas Nisan has to be that he started out the year in Nisan, meaning he was already king in Nisan. Why is that the Lakane? If not so, Ka'ada, what about the following? It tells us, he was a king for a month in Shimron. This is referring to Malchut Yehuda, when there was a situation that one killed another, then that one was assassinated, and another one took his place. So it's referring to a king named Shalom ben Yavesh. He had assassinated the previous king, and he was only a king for a month until he got assassinated. If you're going to count that as a full year, why does it say he was a king for a month? It should say he was a king for a year. It must be that we only count part of a year as a full year if he was already there from Nisan. And also because of this, says the Gemara Gemal Ben Alf on the top, the only way we could properly chashbin and make a calculation of how many years a particular king reigned is that we have to look at two different kings, Malchi Yehuda, Malchi Yisrael. We know that after Shlomo HaMelech died, so Rechavam, his son, took over, and at that point in time, there was a big split in Klal Yisrael between Rechavam, he was the king of Yehuda, and then Yeravam ben Nevat, he became the king of Yisrael, which is also known as Aseret HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, and from then on, for many hundreds of years, there was two kings in Klal Yisrael, so the only way to really fully know how long these kings reigned for is to look at these two kings together, Melch Yehuda, Melch Yisrael, and find out how long they reigned for. That's because when we see in Navi how long their reign was, it will say he reigned for a number of years, even though they were only half years. So you just look at the Psukim, it says this one reigned for 5 years and that one reigned for 5 years, but it actually wasn't a span of 10 years. It was really only a span of, let's say, 7, because again, partial years are counted as a whole year. We now discuss this in regards to how long David HaMelech reigned. The Pasuk says, Vayomasher Melch David al Yisrael Arbaim Shana V'Gomer. So here the Pasuk says that he reigned for 40 years, and in this very same Pasuk, it breaks it up as 7 years in Chevron and 33 years in Yerushalayim. Uksib, but then we have another Pasuk that says, B'chevron Melch al Yehuda Sheva Shana V'Shisha Chadashim Yerushalayim Melch V'Gomer. So this Pasuk tells us that he was a king for 7.5 years in Chevron and 33 years in Yerushalayim. So issue is B'chlal Chaseirim U'Befrat Yaseirim. In the general number of years, the Pasuk says that he ruled for 40, but in the specification, when it tells you exactly how many years in Chevron and exactly how many years in Yerushalayim, it seems to be that it's 40.5. That's Yaseirim, they're more, because it says 7.5 plus 33. So how do we understand this? And to this, we're going to have five different answers. Yitzchak Bar Kitzatzo says, Rishen Rabbi Yaino, Shloshim Ushtayim Mechtzahayu. Really, he only reigned 32.5 years in Yerushalayim. El Bashil Alachak Lekavil Yerushalayim. It's just in order to give covet to Yerushalayim, so to speak, Human Eisen Shleimais, it's counted as whole years. That's what Pasuk says, 33, even though it's really only 32.5. So really, according to this answer, David reigned only for 40 years. Second answer, Yehuda Bri Biyamir, he tells us, Chashbin Ruba Bailel Chashbin Muat, the large calculation, meaning the bigger number, that swallows up the smaller number. According to this, he actually did reign for 40.5 years, but 40 is the big number, it's the rounded number. We basically don't pay attention to the half year that he reigned when we're giving the large number. Here's a third answer on Shmuel Bar Nachman. Hashem told David HaMelech, Kiyim Lu Yamecha, it's really V'haya Kiyim Lu Yamecha, it'll be when your days are complete. Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told him, David, Yom Meleim Ani Mayna Lecha, I'm counting full days for you, Ani Mayna Lecha Yom Chaseirim, I'm not going to count partial days for you, meaning I'm not going to cut your Malchus short in order to be able to have the Beis HaMikdash built by Shlomo HaMelech. Why is that? Because Kolom Shlomo Ben Chabayna's Beis HaMikdash El Hakiv Karbanis is the only reason why Shlomo is going to be building the Beis HaMikdash, is in order to be able to bring Karbanis. The mishpat and staka that you do is more beloved to me than all the karbanos. Because the pasuk says, doing mishpat and staka is more choice to Hashem than karbanos. Here's our fourth answer of Chunam, where he tells us, for the 6 months that David was running away from Avshalom his son, Avshalom had rebelled and tried to take over the melucha. So if David would have done navera, he would have just brought a regular karban chatas, that's a female goat, which means he's treated just like a regular hedyot, like a regular person. We know that when a king does an avera, he actually brings a sa'ir, a male goat. But in this 6 months that he was running away from Avshalom, he was considered like a regular person, not like a king. So actually, that 6 months isn't even counted. And here's a fifth answer. I'm a viewed in Reb Shalom. Ksiv, the pasuk tells us, Kisheshes Chodashim Yashav Sham Yoiv Chol Yisrael, Yoiv and all the Yidden were there for 6 months regarding war against Edom, and they actually killed all the Edomi males. Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told David, Ani Amarti Lecha, I told you in the Torah, Al Tizgaru Bam, don't start up with them. Don't make war against Edom. Because Kasbam, but you did start up with them. Chayecha she'einim l'cha. Chayecha literally means by your life, which is like Lashon HaShvua. They're not going to be counted for you. In other words, those 6 months that David HaMelech gave the approval and actually sent Yoav, his general, to go wage war against Edom, those weren't counted as part of David HaMelech's rule, so that's why it says 40. Now explain the next part of the Mishnah, which had said that Regalim, Yom Tovim, are also counted from Nisan. We'd briefly explain the Mishnah that this has to do with a neder. So let's just explain a little bit more because we're getting into detailed discussion. When a person makes a neder, he promises that he's going to bring a particular carbon. So there's a lav called Baal Ta'acher. Do not delay in bringing that. And that Isra of delaying is 3 Yomim Tovim. So what the Mishnah is saying is that the count of those 3 Yomim Tovim is from Nisan, which is Pesach. In other words, when he makes a neder, we start counting 3 Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And if he didn't bring it by Sukkos, so then he's over Baal Ta'acher. So the Gemara asks, Man Tana Regalim, who's the Tana of this Mem Regalim in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon? It's according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Amar, he holds Shlosh Regalim Kesidron, it's 3 Yomim Tovim according to the proper order, Ubavad Chag HaMatzos Rishon, Pesach starts first, that's the first Yom Tov that we make a cheshbon in, and Ashkach Samar turns out that we say, says the Gemara, Pam Chamisha, Pam Arba, Pam Shloisha, that sometimes he's actually going to have to wait for 5 Yom Tovim to pass in order to be over Baal Ta'acher, sometimes 4, and sometimes only 3, namely, Lifnat Saras Chamisha, if he made the nether before Shavuos, meaning in between Pesach and Shavuos, so he actually has 5 Yomim Tovim before he's over Baal Ta'acher, because the first Yom Tov that he encounters after his nether is Shavuos, then he has another bunch of months until Sukkos, and only then, 6 months later, does he encounter the first Pesach, and that's when the count of Baal Ta'acher of 3 Yom Tovim begins, so really it's a total of 5 Yom Tovim. Whereas Lefnei HaChag, Arba, if he makes the neder before Sukkos, it's 4 Yom Tovim, Lefnei HaPesach Shloisha, if he made the neder before Pesach, meaning in between Sukkos and Pesach, so then it's 3 Yom Tovim in a row that he's going to be over Baal Ta'acher on if he doesn't bring it by then. Now here we have a different sheet, Reb Shimon Amar, he says, Ubavad Chag HaMatzos Achroin, Pesach is the last Yom Tov. Ashkach Samar, turns out we say, Lefir Blaz Reb Shimon, Palm Shloisha, Palm Shnayim, Palm Echad, sometimes it's 3, sometimes 2, sometimes 1, because if he made the neder right before Pesach, that's when he'd be over Baal Ta'acher, and that's only 1. Now here's a third sheet of Achamarim, they say, Regal Shabag by Tchila, just the first Yom Tov after he makes his neder, that's where the count is started from, Ovach Yavru all of Ragla Shana Kula, but all the Yom Tovim have to pass by. In other words, according to the Chamim, whenever he makes that neder, we wait till the first Yom Tov comes, and then we count 3 Yom Tovim from there. So if he made it right before Shavuos, we do Shavuos, Sukkos, then Pesach, and then he's going to be over. If he made it in between Shavuos and Sukkos, then the cheshbon starts from Sukkos, Sukkos, Shavuos, and then Pesach, and the same thing by Pesach. Now we continue discussing this, bringing it up in a brisa, and it's important to read two psukim before we begin the brisa. One pasuk tells us, Eilam Ayadei Hashem Asher Tigroi Samikroi Kodesh, these are the Mayadim, the Yom Tovim Hashem, they shall be called the Mikroi Kodesh, Lahakriv Isha Hashem, to bring a fire offering, meaning a carbon for Hashem, Oilo Umincha, Zevach Nusachim, Dvar Yom Beyomai, each day's requirement on its day. The next pasuk tells us, Movad Shabbos Hashem, besides for the Shabbos of Hashem, Umovad Matnoisechem, and besides for your Matanois, Umovad Kol Nidrechem, and besides for all your Nidarim, Umovad Kol Nidvoisechem, and besides for all your Nidavois, Asher Titnu Hashem, that you will give to Hashem. So the Brisa quotes a part of the second pasuk. Ksivit says, Movad Shabbos Hashem, Umovad Matnoisechem, Vigaymer, Gimel Obezan Tap Asher Titnu Hashem, that you will give to Hashem. As we see from Lashon HaPasuk, the Yom Tovim Karbanos are being brought, besides for other ones that are also being brought. Now, Matam Lemer, what's this teaching us? Because you might think that ain't the carb regal or carbonus regal vad, that the only carbonus allowed to be brought on Yom Tov are the special Yom Tov carbonus, and that's it. What about private carbonus and even carbonus sibur, that one was makdish on the Yom Tov, they should also be brought on the Yom Tov, even though they're not special Yom Tov carbonus, and also what about carbonus that were designated before Yom Tov? How do we know they're also allowed to be brought on Yom Tov? Tamalim, so the pasuk says, Mulvad Shabsos Hashem, as we had continued reading the pasuk, Mulvad Matnoisechem, Mulvad Kol Nidrechem, so that tells us that all these types of karbanos, matanos, nedarim, and nedavos, those could be brought on Yom Tov. And then when the pasuk says Asher Titnu Lashem Elu Ayfas Menachas, that refers to birds and menachas. L'rabbis is kulam shu kriven beregel. That's including all these that they're allowed to be brought on Yom Tov, even though again they're not special Yom Tov karbanos. The pasuk continues Yachor Roshos. You might think that if a person wants to bring them, he could, but he doesn't have to. Tam Lamer, so the pasuk says Eila Tasu Lashem Vaydechem. These you shall do for Hashem on your meadim. Eila Kavan Chayva. The word Eila tells us that this is a chayv, one must bring them shu kulan kriven beregel, that they have to be brought on Yom Tov. Namely, when a person has a karbon that he's supposed to bring, because a neder or a nedava or a matana, that's something that he has to bring on Yom Tov. It's not an option. And yachol be'ez regel shirtze, you might think you could bring it on whatever regel you want. Whichever Yom Tov you want to bring it, that's when you can bring it. Tam Lamer, so to that the pasuk says, uvas ha-shama ve'vesem shama, you shall come there and you shall bring there, this referring to the Beis HaMikdash. And in Lahatir, if it's just simply saying that you're allowed to bring them if you want, kvar hiter, so that's already permitted in the earlier pasuk. And it will kabayev, it's coming to say that you have to bring them, kvar Harkava. It was also already established, as you just said before, using the word Eled, that you have to bring them on Yom Tev. So Imkein Lo Manem Uvas Hashem Veisem Shama. So why does the pasuk have this third lashon of Uvas Hashem Veisem Shama? What's that coming to teach us? Elazer regular Rishon Shebagata Boy. This is coming to teach us that the first regal that you encounter after you had made this neder, or you have this matana, you have this carbon that you want to bring, you have to bring it on that first Yom Tev. Not just that you're allowed to, that was the first drasha, not just that you have to bring a Yom Tev, but this drasha is now telling us that you have to bring it on the first Yom Tev that you encounter. The Brasa continues, Yachol Emi Brechon Mehem Loi Hevi. You might think that if that first Yom Tev passed by and he didn't bring it, yeah, he over all of Mishabal Ta'acher, that he's over Bata Acher, that he delayed and that he didn't bring his carbon, that he's actually ready over. Tamalam. So to that, the Pasuk says, Eile Tasul Hashem Bim Maya Dechem. Maya Dechem is plural. You're my Adam plural. Ain't over all of Mishabal Ta'acher, Achi Yavru all of Raglashana Kula, once not over Bata Acher until all of the Yom Tovim, all the Regalim, Pesach Shavuos, and Sukkot pass over, and he didn't bring it on any of them. So that's the Chachamim. Rav Shimon says, Shlesh Regalim Kesidron, Baal Ta'acher, one is only over if all three Regalim passed by in their proper order. Ketzad, how is this? So not Lefnei Pesach V'Min Ned before Pesach, Ad Shavu all of Pesach Matzaras V'Chag, it has to be that Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot pass by. Not Lefnei Atzeres V'Min Ned before Shavuos, Ad Shavu all of Atzeres V'Chag V'Pesach Matzaras V'Chag. So he has to wait till Shavuos, Sukkot, then Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot passed by in order to be over, and not Lefnei Achag. If he made a neder before Sukkot, Ad Shavu all of Achag uPesach Matzaras V'Chag, he's only ever Baal Ta'acher if Sukkot and then Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot passed by. So here we have a brisa beferush with Shitas Chachamim and Reb Shimon that according to Chachamim it's just the three Yom Tovim in a row that he encounters. It doesn't make a difference what order they're in. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, we always start the Baal Ta'acher count from Pesach, and therefore sometimes it's even going to be five Yomim Tovim until he's over. Now we have a question regarding one of these drashas. Ban Kumi Reb Ila, that's in front of Ila. Kedoin ba'asei. We only know this din of Baal Ta'acher in regards to asei, meaning if he doesn't bring his karbonos, he's over in asei. That's because the pasuk says Eila Tasul Hashem Mayadechem, and that's written in the positive. It's written in asei, do the following. So if he doesn't do it, so he's over in asei. But Belois Asei Minayin? How do we know he's over Belois Asei? So Tam Alamer to that, the pasuk says Uvasa Shama Vevesem Shama. So Man and Kaimin, what do we establish over here? How do we understand it? In Basei Hari Kvar Amor. If the pasuk's telling us that there's an asei that he has to bring his karbonos, well, that was just stated Elam in Basei Tenu in Belois. Asay, if it's not applied to an asay, it must be teaching us that there's also a lois asay that he's actually over proper love if he doesn't bring his carbon in time. The Gemara now discusses something similar. Pesachim b'zman amayu shi'avar. What about the carbon Pesach itself in its time? Meaning, Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, if a person did not end up bringing it, as he over the love of Baal Ta'acher, don't delay. So Gemara answers, Shkachastani is found in a braisa. Pesachim b'zman an over. Carbon is Pesachim in their time. One is over Baal Ta'acher if he didn't bring it in its proper time. Dilakin, because if not so, Man and Amrin, then what would we have said? How could you think not like that? So Amr Shmuel Breder of Yosef Rebun, he tells us that the reason why this is important is because Shaloi Toimer, so you shouldn't say, Sheim Avad Vinimtsim Achsha Kippur Bayabailim, that let's say the Karim Pesach was lost and was found after the owner already received their Kaparo, which means the owner of this lost Karim Pesach just brought a different animal instead, and after that second animal, that replacement one was brought, then he found the original one. You might think the Gufa Karim Shlamim, that the original one is just brought as a Shlamim, and since his original one is now a Shlamim, so now he has three Yomim Tovim before he's over Baal Ta'acher, and therefore Ad Kedoin Sricha Pesachim Zmanu Mahu Shi'avar. And that's why up until now, meaning before he quoted his brisa that we just quoted, we asked this question, what about a Karban Pesach in its time? Is one going to be over Baal Ta'acher or not? And that's the whole chiddush of this brisa, that Pesachim Zmanon over, because we wouldn't have necessarily known that. We have another question regarding this. Bon Kumi Reb Ze'era, Bein Regel Regel Mahu Shi'avar, is he over in between every regel? Namely, once he's over Baal Ta'acher by missing three Yom Tovim, is he going to be over for not bringing it in between the Yom Tovim, or it's only a Yom Tov related thing? So Hasar Bar of Baal asks on this. About Tiny, we have a brass that says Chagiga Shaloi Karvah Barishayin Tikkur B'Sheni, a Karvah Chagiga that's supposed to be brought on Yom Tov. It wasn't brought on that first Yom Tov. He could wait and bring it the next Yom Tov. And his question is, Matir Loi Lavar, are we saying that Chatchila is mutter to be over and bring it the next Yom Tov? That doesn't make sense. In other words, if you're going to tell me that he's over by not bringing his carbon in the time in between the Yom Tov, for example, during Sfiras Ha'Omer, he didn't bring his carbon Pesach time, so he's going to be over for not bringing it during Sfiras Ha'Omer. So now how can we have this brass that tells Beferush, if he didn't bring his karma chagiga on one Yom Tev, he could just bring the next Yom Tev. That means that we're telling him that l'chatchila he's allowed to be over. It must be this din of Baal Ta'acher that he's not allowed to let him bring his carbon is a Yom Tev related thing, but in between the Yom Tovim, those days in between, there's no lav. And also, v'ayin min adah, we see from the following, the pasuk regarding a person keeping his neder tells us, v'asisa, as in, ma'isus asecha tishmar, v'asisa kasher nadar to Hashem lekecha. So this tells us that you shall do, ba'asei, this is telling us that a person's over in asei if he doesn't do it. And then when the pasuk says, Tishmar, as in Tishmar ve'asisa, that's b'lois aseh, telling us he's over lois aseh if he doesn't do it. Now, dalar amar alav on top, klomu over al aseh v'alois aseh, loy ad shi'aver alav shalosh regalim. Didn't we already explain that a person is only going to be over that aseh in lois aseh once he's over shalosh regalim, once he misses three regalim, that he didn't bring his karbon? So we see that it's a yomtif related thing and not in between yomtif. Now, Rav Avin, b'shem rabbanan taman, Rav Avin says the name rabbanan of over there, which is in Bavel, because remember, we're in Eretz Yisrael, I'm Talmud Yerushalmi, so he said the name rabbanan over there. But I mean, it's actually referring to when a person says, Harayalai Oila Havia B'Sheni B'Shabbos, I take upon myself, I'm going to bring Karban Oila on Monday. B'Sheni B'Shabbos means the second day of the week. And Kimin Shabbos Sheni B'Shabbos V'Lohevia Oiver. Once the first Monday comes by and he didn't bring that Karban, so then he's Oiver. So that's what we can apply, that a person is going to be Oiver Baal Ta'acher, meaning delaying bringing his Karban, if he said that he's going to bring it by a specific date, so then he's going to be Oiver that, even though it has nothing to do with Yomtev. But in a regular situation where he just promised that he was going to bring a Karban, that has to do with Yomtev, and he's not over Baal Ta'acher or even Naseh in the time in between Yom Tov. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.